God bless you, Rapture Centric Church. God bless you, Pastor Jesus. We follow no man. We choose to follow you and you alone. We come together as a body, and we thank you. We thank you, Jesus, that we can come together under your name, under your banner, under your love, under your leadership, under your joy, faith, love, and protection today. So just everyone listening to this, even if it's in the archives, everyone listening live, everyone in the chat room, myself sitting here, just fill us up, Lord. Fill us up with overflowing anticipation and joy and every other treat you want to hand out to us as we gather together under your name, seeking you today in this beautiful hour, the last hour, the final hour. We love you, Jesus. And I thank you for every single person at Rapture Centric Church. I thank you. God bless Carol in the chat room and Deborah and Gemma, late night chat extremer. And Chris Slaughter, love you. And Michelle, our storm cat, storm chaser, our meteorologist, Michelle, and Rojo. And everyone on the line, I'm about to unmute you in just a second. Welcome Tana and Jerry and Keith and Alana. We miss her in chat. She's having tech demons. So she calls in, but hopefully she'll want to share too. Oh, Leah. Hi, Leah. Oh, Leah's here. That's cool. I haven't seen her in a while. And then Pat. Yay, Pat. And so, Leah, I hope you heard the other day when we did the broadcast and you were in somebody's dream. It was really cool. I'll dig it up, but hopefully you found that. Anyway, and all the guests that are listening and the people who remain the nameless, Jesus loves you. And if you've made him your pastor, you're part of RCC too. So welcome aboard the crazy train. Crazy for the kingdom. And welcome Bill in chat. He just popped in. Love you, Billy, my Bilbo Baggins, and Bella, his dog Bella. And so today's a beautiful day. Happy Translation Day. We're going home, and I hope you all feel it. Not that you need anything to prove it to you, but the news sure does. In addition to everything that God has told us, it's just funny how the news is just verifying it all. So God bless everybody. I'm going to let Tana on. Hi, Tana.
Hi, Judy. Hi, Jesus. I love you.
It's good to hear your voice. Tana is not going to get her air conditioner fixed because we're not going to be here.
Exactly.
Unless the Lord just wants to make it work. Wouldn't that be cool if he just makes it work for you?
Yeah, he could do that. But, you know, it would only be working for like half a day because we're out of here or, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, me and Tana are Cali time. Yeah, and we sit together every night at 11:58 and say, 2 minutes left.
Yep, 11:58. Yep. Yesterday was 11:58.
Yep, we get really excited. We start, like, doing the countdown around, like, 11:40. Or, like, you know.
Yeah, even as early as 11.
Yeah. I told you so. One of these days, we're going to be like, told you so.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. We can poop now during the show because I'm going to be in SpongeBob in like 10 minutes. So I can poop in SpongeBob.
Oh, that's so cool. Tana sent me a picture of her being SpongeBob at Universal. And since we went to Universal Studio for our vacation, we got to see SpongeBob. Of course, Tana was with us, but that was just so cool. So is it super hot out there today, Tana?
It's not bad. It's like 85. So it could be worse.
Oh, well, I'm so glad you got to call in. Anything to share before you change into SpongeBob?
No, I'm just ready to go home and be with Jesus. I met him.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, I don't think I had any new revelations since yesterday. No, I don't think I did.
Well, can you do your Jesus thing that you do?
I love you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I praise you. I worship you. I love you. I love you. I love you, my Lord Jesus. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. We worship you. We love you. Please come to get us today. We love you. We want you. You are our only one. We lift you up, Lord Jesus. We know this is hard for you, but we are here for you every day, waiting and waiting and loving you for eternity. So we want to be home with you so we can just hug you every day and make you forget about all your troubles. Love you, Jesus. I love you. I love you.
We love you, Jesus. Wait to squeeze your cheeks. I'm going to squeeze your cheeks. And then pick me up and spin me around. It's going to be great. Thank you, Tana. I love when she does that. I'm sorry, but I live for that. Okay, so Jerry, welcome, Jerry. I'm going to let Jerry on. Jerry and I, I pulled a jackass stunt on Jerry today, but me and Jerry decided that we were going to go on a hunger strike starting today. Like, we talked about it last night, like going on a hunger strike until Jesus gets here. And so it's not a fast, right, Jerry? It's like a straight-up hunger strike. Is that right?
We're calling it a hunger strike because it's a lot more fun to do one.
Yeah, because it's kind of like shady. It's like our pastor. It's like shady. And it's also like edgy and rebellious, contrary.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, we've got slogans and all kinds of stuff going. We're just working on our hunger strike kit right now. But yeah, we're gonna have fun with it. If we're gonna stick around here, we're gonna have some fun with it.
So Jerry did a football game, so that's the noise in the background that you're hearing.
That's right. JV football.
for his daughter. You can mute yourself whenever you feel like. I'm not going to mute you. It's cool. I just want to say that I was really excited about our hunger strike today, and then I got really hungry and I ate.
Uh-oh. Yeah, lettuce is really tempting for a jackass, I think, you know.
I had to mute you. I'm sorry, Jerry. It was so loud I couldn't hear anything. What did you say, Tana?
Oh, that wasn't me. That was the cheerleaders in the back on the JV cheerleaders.
Jerry's a really good dad. He supports all of his girls. They just drove one off to college. He's at the other one likes to play football. Okay, so anyway, here's the thing. So Jerry and I were all excited about this hunger strike. So last night he ate his last piece of really big cake because it was his mom's birthday, and I'm like, yes, I'm going to do this. And so then I woke up this morning and I was like, but I had this really ripe avocado, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to have my last salad so I can just finish the vegetables. So I told Jerry this morning, okay, that's it. I just had my salad. We're good to go. We will start this thing. He's like, okay. And then, like, I ate some pasta. I realized, like, I couldn't do it today. I don't know why. I had a bunch of kids over. That's not an excuse. But I pulled a jackass stunt. I told Jerry, I confessed to Jerry every time I ate. I said, you know, I ate again, and I ate again, and then I ate one more time, and then I said, I'm going to start for real tomorrow, because I don't think we'll be here tomorrow, so. Anywho. It's a hunger strike. We're getting rebellious and shady over here. So, Jerry, I unmuted you. Are you there?
It's 444 right now.
Yeah, they just... up interception. Sorry for all the noise, but yeah, it was an interception. So I mean, I can call the football game for you. Okay, now to get a little quieter. Maybe not. Sorry. Hold on a second.
44. Oh well,
yeah,
I'm gonna mute him again. That's what you get for not eating today. I'm gonna mute you. Just kidding. Okay, so and here's Keith, my favorite red heifer. Let's unmute Keith. Hi, Keith.
Hello, how's it going?
Good.
Hey,
I
Keith,
love your
love
email.
You.
Love you. Yeah, I was reading that really cool book today. It's so wild how my friend Marlene, she's like 70. She's one of my walking companions in the rapture, on the way to the rapture. So I've known her for like 3 years now. But she told me, you got to get this book. And I was like, okay, whatever. I'm always telling her to buy books, but we just like, whatever. Then she kept insisting. So I'm like, okay, that means I really must buy it. So I bought it. It's by Wendy Alec. It's called Visions from Heaven. It's really profound. It's like sort of rocking my world because I know that God purposely is having me read this book because it's like everything that I feel is in this book. It's wild. The woman went through traumatic sickness for a couple years, and she thought God abandoned her and all these things, and everyone told her she didn't have enough faith. She felt her friends were rather abusive towards her for always saying that, and she really covered some really profound things. And then God called her up to the throne in these powerful visions and shared with her how she's like, and he keeps saying, this is for all my bride out there. You know, when he goes, I have three groups of people. One group I go through a little bit of trials, and then I've got another group that goes through a little bit more, and then I've got my third group, my special group that is being sifted the most. And these are this is my army, and that they're being sifted the most, and they're my special group that I'm going to use the most. And that's why I'm allowing them to be go through this little season in their life, you know. And it's just a really profound book. You know, I'm only in chapter 3, and then today I was on Facebook, we were all chatting like crazy, and then Chris Lauder bought the book, and so she started reading it, cause she bought it on Kindle, and then turns out Scotty on there says that he just bought the book on his own without even knowing that we got the book, and so like three of us are reading the book. It's so cool.
That is so cool.
I know. It's like prophetic, the fact that three of us are reading the same book. God didn't even know that.
It is. Judy, you sound like you're in the kitchen again. Are you in the kitchen again, Judy? Going.
I meant to mute it. Sorry.
He's eating again.
That's right.
Yeah, but
he's eating again.
I'm not.
Jerry.
Judy's not even following the program. I mean, she's more the opposite. Instead of doing the hunger strike, she's on the eating binge. Start it tomorrow.
He's like, I'm going to eat until you get here, Lord. You better get here because I'm going to eat, and I'm going to weigh 500 pounds.
Jerry will be, like, starving to death and hungry, and Judy will be eating twice as much for his share. That's, like, a weird program.
The hunger strike sounded like such a fun thing in theory, and then I tried to do it today, and I'm like, ew. But I'm going to get with the program tomorrow, because, you know, tomorrow's going
okay.
So
yeah.
It's going to work out for me. Well.
Jerry needs to start it tonight. He's already on the program. He's already hungry. He's looking at all the hot dogs. The game, and he's starving to death right now, but duty to start tomorrow.
That's what I told him, Keith. I said, you're going to want a hot dog, and he's like, no, hot dogs don't tempt me, so that's cool. Okay, so let's let on Alana. Hi, Alana, baby.
Hey, girl, how are you? Hello,
Hi, Alana, love you.
Love you, Alana.
Hey, Keith, hey, Sana. Hey, chat room, my buddies.
Everybody in chat, we all miss you, Alana.
And here I am. I haven't gone nowhere. You know that's right.
Come
yep. I am right here. It's a beautiful day for doing everything to prepare. And if that means foregoing hot dogs, I may have a problem with that. Okay. Y'all are beautiful. Y'all are cool. This is a beautiful time for us.
It really is. This is it. You're right. It's a beautiful time. I mean, we made it to September, and this is going to be a beautiful time. We're out of here. Well put. I just really quick, I want to welcome Rhea to the chat room because she jumped in. We love you, Rhea. She always shares the coolest stories. Like, she'll be like, you guys, guess what? And then, like, we'll all have to wait for 5 minutes, and then she tells us in chat. She makes us wait.
Yeah,
she'll
gets
like,
that from
guess
Judy.
What? What's that?
I said she gets that from you, Judy.
Yeah, that's true. Huh? Alana, so what's going on new in your life?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I've got this thing going. I'm just, y'all know that I'm a strange person. I believe I'm sitting up on an ark. I just do.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, I've got some lessons to learn on the ark, and they are wonderful and rich, and the unconditional love and acceptance are, I don't have any words. but yeah. They're making me immune to a lot of the everyday, you know, ABC did this to DEF, you know, yada, 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 making me completely, you know, immune to that. And frankly, I'm sitting here watching Jesus of Nazareth, okay? I never saw it, okay? That was 77. I was so in the wind by 77. Time I'm seeing it, and I'm just like, I'm smiling and crying and just, you know, I'm having a marvelous time with him today, and I'm trying to learn my lessons, and I'm having mad love, and that's just really, that's about it.
Well, that sounds good to me. I like hearing that. Rojo in chat said, Alana sounds like Mr. Rogers. What a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Oh, you have no idea. I love, they're doing some of my favorites and stuff, and it's just, I'm trying to work myself up to the passion. I'm not quite ready for that one yet. But yeah, I'm doing the Jesus Marathon up in here.
I love it. It's just great to hear your voice. It just makes church fun. So don't mute yourself, okay? Don't mute yourself. I'm going to let Leah on. Hi, Leah. Everybody make Leah laugh.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, Leah. Hello. Did you ever hear about the person who had you in their dream?
Hi, Leah. I love you.
Was it Stacy?
It was Jason. Jason had you in a dream.
Jason, yeah. Yeah. Thomas, did you know about that, Leah?
I remember Stacy saying something about it, but not, I don't know if you said Jason.
Okay. I'm going to forward you the email. I have your email. I'm going to forward it to you, but I meant to do it and I forgot. I better not forget again. Yes, you were in Jason's dream. It was really cool because he saw you coming out of the water. We were already in heaven and you came out of the water first. Isn't that how it went, Tana? I'm vaguely remembering it.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was seeing a TV on Earth, and he'd see the person in the TV, and then he'd see them appear in the TV in heaven and walk out of the TV and out of the water. And you were you were the first person he saw do that, walk out of the water.
Ooh. Is that not
so
cool?
You were the first person raptured in his dream.
Cool.
That could be translated.
Isn't that so random and awesome?
Yes.
Yes, you will be first, and the last shall be first. Yeah, and I'll send you the email, Leah. I will. I meant to do it already, and I just now remembered I forgot. So anything new in your life, Leah?
Just TV school just started, right? So I have a bunch of kids. So it's fun, though, and the Lord keeps blessing me with awesome things that, like, you know, I need. So I'm super happy.
Yay. And how's everybody? How's your son and how's everything?
Everything's good. Like, right now I'm really happy because, like, I have peace in my house, which I didn't have, like, a month ago, and things are really, really bad. But things right now are, like, getting better slowly, and I'm just kind of like surprised every day, so I just have more and more to love God for, right?
Yep. Wow. That's so great, and it's really great to have you on the line.
Liam.
And let's let on our beautiful Grandma Pat.
Hi guys, how you doing?
Good.
How's everybody?
Hi. How
are y'all?
How's your day today, Pat?
I was driving in the car and looking at the clouds, and oh boy, they were so beautiful and puffy and fluffy and all colors of gray and white. And I said, wow, I said, you could just come right now because those clouds are just waiting for you. You know, it was beyond beautiful. We were supposed to get all this rain, and we didn't get anything. So it was just perfect weather, perfect time. But it's what I saw in the clouds And that was, and I couldn't take a picture because I was driving, but it was like our Lord kneeling down, and there was someone kneeling down with him, facing him, and they had their head on his heart and their arm. You could see the arm around his waist, like they were kneeling down together. I have no idea who, what, where, or whatever, but it was like just so real, because these clouds today were like, I haven't seen these kind of clouds in a long time. You know, yesterday there wasn't a cloud in the sky hardly, and today it was like overwhelming beauty, and I couldn't look at them enough. It's a good thing I didn't crash.
Wow.
But that's what he was kneeling down. He was facing one way, and side view, the other person was kneeling down with him, but they had their head on his heart, and their arm, I could so distinctly see the arm around his waist, and his head bending down, touching their head. I have no idea. Maybe Keith knows what it means or something, but I don't know what it meant. Yeah.
That's interesting because Raina saw God in the clouds and was shaking yesterday. I don't know if you guys know the story. I think Tana might have told it, but she, when she was putting all of her stuff into one room storage, and Raina and the girls, it was both sunny and bright and raining at the same time. And there was a rainbow that lasted over her house. There was a double rainbow and another rainbow, and it lasted for an hour. And we asked everybody who felt a meteorologist, and we asked her if, is that possible for a rainbow to last that long? Yeah, and she said, no, that's not normal. I mean,
no,
usually rainbows
that's not normal.
God's just showing us and putting us in the sky.
Yes, he does. I see a lot in the sky, in the clouds, distinct figures, horses, everything. I mean, there was one day I must have seen 20 things in one thing. And I wrote it on the Joyce list, but it was white horses and angels and Jesus and Our Lady and just the Father. I saw everything in the clouds. It was like a movie thing going by. And you know how I saw it? There was a car parked in front of me, and the windshield was reflecting the clouds above in the sky. So it was like a moving theater, and they kept changing and changing and changing. Constantly changing before me, and I had no paper or pencil, and I had to remember everything. I should see if I can find it. It was like a couple of years ago, and see if I can resend it. Yeah, because it was like 20 different things I saw, and it was like unreal.
Wow.
Yeah, and the most amazing thing was over in I was in a parking lot. And the face of Christ was there, the side view, I mean, large. And I tried to get the picture of it, but how quickly they dissipate. I went, 15 minutes away to another, I had to go to another store. Now this had disappeared. There was the same face, identical to what I saw in the other parking lot. I mean, that does not happen. And again,
no,
I tried to get
not.
The camera out, and it dissipated. But I couldn't believe it. I said, you did this twice. Yeah,
wow.
It's the clouds. Yeah.
Wow.
That was a card last year, yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He's just not letting us get away with not getting boiled and pickled. And he's just,
yes.
For all those that are looking for him, he's doing this kind of thing to us. It's just fun.
I believe
it's just fun all day long. But I got a call from Katie and Joe this morning. Well, I texted them, and then Katie called me and said, you're never going to believe where we're at. And she started laughing, and I was like, I was trying to guess. She's like, you're never going to guess. Try to guess. And I was like, I forgot what I said at first. And then I said, wait, hold on, let me guess again. And I said, you're at the top of a mountain. And she's like, yes, we are. They took a gondola up to the highest mountain in Vermont. They're in Vermont. They took a gondola up there. And it was just hilarious that I actually guessed it.
Wow.
But, yes, and they sent me pictures, and it's beautiful. And, yeah, they're trying to reach God. You know, if he's not coming down, they're going to go up the highest mountain. And like me and Jerry, me and Jerry are on a hunger strike. Well, mine's kind of a modified hunger strike. But anyway, they're going to the top of the mountain, and, you know, we're just all excited about seeing the Lord. And by the way, speaking of that, Raina and your two beautiful girls, Judy, I forget the other one's name. Sorry. One of her daughter's name is Judy. And And the younger one, the 11-year-old, does anyone know in chat? I forgot, sorry. But we are praying for you and lifting you up and thanking God and believing in that dream that God gave your beautiful child about mom before, you know, they take the home away, God's coming to get us. And she's got all their stuff in one room. And so they moved everything into one room yesterday, into a one-room storage, and they were able to stay the night. They're supposed to leave today, but they're still there in the house. And Raina's kids start school tomorrow. So we're just really believing God to do a miracle. We thank you, Pastor, that you have your eye on Raina and her children, and you're going to give them great accommodation. We're believing for the mansion. And if you're not here, then we know that you're going to put them somewhere safe and cozy. So we just continue to lift them up to you. And thank you. And let me let on Chris Nicholson. I think that's Chris Nicholson. Oops. Let me see. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Chris.
Okay, how are you?
Good.
Good.
How's your day today?
Been there all day. Just.
Oh, okay.
Actually, feeling like really good. Like.
Oh, good.
Like really blessed, you know. Just I don't know what it is. I mean, Keith gave me a pretty good word last night, and on a Facebook chat, and. Really made me feel at ease.
Wow.
I'm just going to get these kids. I'll be all right.
You are going to be all right. And I, too, have been blessed by Keith's words from the Lord. He just, God gives him right what to say at just the right time. Same thing happened to me a couple times with Keith. He's amazing. Thank you, Brett Heffer. You, you know.
I was on a roll last night, late about 10 o'clock and 10:30, I was like on a roll. God was just telling me left and right, everybody that was in the room, give me a word for Stacy, which was really profound and prophetic, and Chris and Tana and good stuff. And then, oh yeah, for Connie.
Yeah,
I mean,
it hit
there.
The nail right on the head. I mean,
we
were talking about repentance and none of us are perfect. We all fall short, you know, but just being able to acknowledge your sin and confess it to God is, you know, it's such an enlightening experience to just have His forgiveness and accept it and know that, you know, hey, Lord, I'm not perfect, but I'm going to try and be more perfect each day, you know, and just being able to just say, hey, you know, I accept your forgiveness, Lord, thank you, and help me be more like Christ tomorrow, you know, and...
Yeah.
That's all he wants from us. It's so simple to ask. It's not a hard task to follow the Lord. You know, people say all the time, I don't want to quit doing this, and I don't want to quit doing that, I don't want to do this. You know, it's so simple to just allow Him to take those things from you just when He feels like it. You know, He'll lead you in sanctification. He'll take you through the process. You know, you're not going to be perfect overnight, but repent and say, Lord, help me out with this. You know, I'm struggling with this. When you're ready for me to, you know, change this in my life, show me how to do it. You know, and He does.
Amen. And He will. He's so faithful. He will take your stuff and He will work it for you.
The word for Chris was that, because he was asking me about stuff and, you know, and God was telling me that He's a great overcomer, you know, and that's His main thing that He can tell others about, and that He's an overcomer. He always pulls His car back on the road again, time and time again, no matter how much He screws up or whatever is going on. He's a great overcomer, you know, and God never says we have to be perfect. He wants us to be overcomers. He did not say, I don't want you to sin, I want you to be perfect. He said, I want you to be overcomers because I know you're going to sin, I know you're going to go through trials, but I know all I want you to do is bring your heart back to me, take your car and steer it back on the road again. And just keep doing it. Every time it veers off, steer it back on. So that was the word for Chris. He's a great overcomer.
Yeah, he is a good overcomer. He's amazing. And I just unmuted Jerry because his game is over. So welcome back, Jerry.
Hey,
Jerry. I'm hitting this here. I'm gonna mute myself for just a minute, but then we'll get going.
Yeah, are you hungry? Okay. We've been talking about food the whole time, man.
Oh, you're bad, Keith.
I'm good. I'm
good. Food and how hungry we are, and it's been wonderful.
I'm happy.
Oh, you're bad.
He said it's not good not to eat. I'm going to read Rosemary from Rapture Centric Church. Rosemary Johns wrote a book called He Left Before Another. It's the story of her life when her husband turned gay and decided to leave her for a man after years of marriage. And she wrote this beautiful book in early 2000, and you can actually get it on eBay. And it is a beautiful book, and she sent it to me, and I've been reading it in the last. I'm going to start with the last. I've read one chapter before, but I want to read this chapter 21. It's her last chapter in the book. It's called No Longer a Broken Heart. And here we go, from Rosemary. Once again, thank you, Rosemary, for letting me do this. She wouldn't let me tell anyone for the longest time. I've just been so blessed by this book. My sister read it all in one night. She loved it. But anyway, but basically, Rosemary, as you know, has gone to Israel multiple times, and God really spoke to her there. So a lot of her travels in Israel, this book is about it, but it's also like a life story of how God healed her heart from years of marriage, and then how it, so here it goes. How does God heal a heart cracked in two bits? I am not exactly sure, but he did it for me. When my husband replaced me with a man, as he decided to enter the gay lifestyle, I was no longer the love of his life. I shudder to think what would have happened to me without the Lord. I had lost my marriage, my best friend, and the family I knew for a very long time. When I hit rock bottom during the most intense struggle, the Lord eagerly waited for me to truly recognize him. His hand was outstretched. There was a time when my existence, my very survival, depended on taking his hand and holding it tightly. He literally saved my life, and I do not say that lightly. I needed him in a direct, tangible way. I did recognize him. I did take his hand. I'm so very grateful. He was there constantly. He never once abandoned me or ever stopped loving me. Now I know this was all part of my destiny. I marvel at the way Jesus put me back together again. Through this, I found myself fascinated to discover more of him and, in turn, more of myself. In fact, he never hesitated to tell me who I was to him. I found this relationship with him to be what I was seeking my entire life. Yet how can I capture anything more than the highlights of this journey with him? To jot down everything would require a truckload of books. The things he planned for us, no one can recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they would be too many to declare. Psalm 40, verse 5. Looking back, I know the Lord was waiting to take me on a journey, one continuing to this day. However, this is a child's journey, a divinely inspired adventure only a child can embrace. To become a child, I had to throw away all the pomp and circumstance of being an adult. What did that do for me anyway? This was an important decision. My destiny was intertwined in all of it. Eventually, it became easier each day as I let go and allowed Jesus to transform me into that child. Despite all of my grown-up pain, I was free. Why did I wait so long to discover that becoming the smallest I could be, a child, is the key to grasping the biggest things waiting for me? So true. As a child held in the Lord's arms, I become strong, surrounded by his love and peace. Nobody in the scope of my entire life will ever love me as much as God does. It is just not possible. At first, as I prayed, I felt utterly unworthy to even visualize myself approaching the Lord Jesus as close as a child sitting on his lap or leaning my head against his chest. How could I do such a thing? Then it happened. When I let go and listened to him, this is the destiny part of it. Through tender understanding and lots of love, the Lord enabled me to envision the beautiful child he always sees in me. I am sure he waits to do this for all of his little ones, as he calls us. Yes, I knew deep inside that I was a child of the Most High God. How marvelous to consider, and God holds the key to who I am. Not my job, not my family, not my education, not my possessions, not my wealth, friends, or any other thing. I was a nothing. After all, I was not merely a discarded person or some invisible wounded being walking the earth. No matter what life brought me, about to cry, I'm choked out with tears here.
Yeah.
Jesus always took me higher to places I never knew existed. The Lord did lead me by the hand directly into the center of my destiny. He became my divine springboard, propelling me onward precisely into the heart of the Father. In time, I even smiled and then laughed out loud. Yay! I'm big on that, Rosemary. You know that. I embarked on an 8-step spiritual adventure, and the 8 steps are in her book, her 8-step spiritual adventure. And I'll be reading a little more if the Lord, you know, isn't here by tonight. Continuing this day, Jesus took my hand and lifted me, his very own child, high in his arms, and climbed spiritual steps. He really can do that. On the last step of this experience, we sat in heavenly places. I discovered that the Lord longs to entwine all of our lives with these heavenly places. How intensely Jesus desires to share these places with all mankind. I continue to explore these multifaceted, alive, glowing places with him. He tells me and shows me things I never dreamed possible all my life. All my life, I long to sit in heavenly places without ever consciously realizing it. It has been wonderful to listen to all he tells me and truly understand a side of him that is tender, loving, human, wise, divine, and above all, I could ever expect. What Jesus told his disciples describes it perfectly. The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, Matthew 13:11. What he reveals in heavenly places is different for each of his little ones. I long to discover insights he has prepared for his other children. Recently, the following words on a calendar above my desk grabbed my heart and would not let go. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Psalm 84:2. I was stunned. How could these words, written so long ago, capture my feelings at the moment? Now I know the way to these courts of the Lord. Why do I know? I follow Jesus there. Surprisingly, it all starts by praying and engaging in genuine two-way conversation with God. To hear what he has to say, I listen with my heart, not my ears. I began to see Jesus up close and personal. As it turned out, he is not what I expected at all. In fact, our relationship took me on a fast-moving adventure, leading me halfway around the world 3 times. And I, God bless him. Beautiful journey. And I joyfully have witnessed that God does speak to us through other people. He destines to cross our paths. This is no small thing, as Jesus revealed to his disciples. My prayer, and this is what Jesus prayed, my prayer is not for them, the disciples, alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. John 17:20-21. It all comes down to this. I am indescribably thankful to Jesus for giving his life on the cross and experiencing the resurrection so that he can make a way to directly enter my life as a real human being when I most depended on it. The way I see it, he saved me twice, once by dying on the cross for me and again by lovingly pulling me from utter devastation and hopelessness. He truly is alive. At this exact moment, this is not just a good thought or a wish. This is total reality. He proved that to me as he talked with me, answered my awkward questions, and comforted me when nobody else could. And I want to let that soak into us and may this relationship that Rosemary has found, may people who are listening find it if you haven't yet. May we all listening, including myself, go deeper in it, Lord. And I'm just going to play this song to kind of feel that reading because, you know, this was like reading the Bible, okay? What I just read, because, see, this is a living word inside of Rosemary. God told me, he said, we're all a living word. We're all of the living word. When he makes his story in us, that's, you know, that's a living word. It's alive. I don't know if you felt, you know, anything when I was reading it, but, you know, I felt alive.
Yeah.
When my sister, like I said, my sister couldn't put this book down. It's a short book, 130 pages. But it's just, it's a beautiful story of a living person who changed her life. And I just think it's neat. It's kind of like RCC is a little book club now because Keith is reading his book and 3 other people are reading a book. And I've got this book in my hand. And, you know, God just uses other people's stories to motivate us and encourage us. And, Father, I just ask this. Father, we just love you, Pastor Jesus. We lift you up. And we just pray right now that you would just completely surprise us even now. Surprise us with your presence and with your goodness in our lives as we play this song. Just descend upon us, and then we'll come back, and everyone will be unmuted. But I do want to welcome 1111111 on the line. Is that Shovel and Shit Sherry by any chance? Is that Sherry?
Oh, Sherry. Where is Sherry?
I don't know, but who's this? You are unmuted, 111. 111. 1111. Is this going to be Jesus? Is
Love
this
it.
A pastor? Maybe
Love
it's an
it.
Angel. I don't know.
Oh.
But I just unmuted them, and they're not talking, but I've never seen a number like that.
You won't again.
So, anyway, you're unmuted, whoever you are, and you're probably shy. Are you shy?
Well, I'm just a little kitty cat, and, you know, if I can go, you can. Don't be shy.
Okay. So, Lord, we just love you. We thank you for your amazing grace. I'm trying to find the best song to put on to seal up the beautiful word that we got through Rosemary just now. What do you guys think I should play?
Whatever's on your heart, honey.
I got all these people on the line, y'all. Come on, Chris. Chris Nicholson, what do you want to hear?
I want to hear some Missy Edwards.
Oh, good stuff.
Oh, I had a feeling you would say that. I think I do have Missy.
Oh, yeah. She's something else.
I do.
If you want, I'll read some He and I afterward. I have a nice passage here that I think everyone would love. But whenever. After the song.
I'm looking for Missy, Missy.
Yeah, and after the song, I've got some info for you guys, too.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay, yeah, and we'll have, like, 15 minutes. Missy has really long song.
Oh. So play half of it.
What's the one? It's short. It's the...
Carrie.
Don't have...
No, I found it. Here we go. Wait a minute, that's not Missy Edwards. Actually, I don't have Missy Edwards. I was thinking it was the other, never mind. I don't
do not have Missy Edwards.
I do too. I really love her. But I
don't
realize
as much as I do.
Carrie Hobie. What's that? I'm spending all this time talking about a song. Okay, I'm gonna
put right into the arms.
This is an honor
what?
Pass to Lean Dion. The Color of My Love.
Oh, you play that? Okay,
yeah.
This is a bride song, guys. Oh, my gosh, I don't believe you're playing this. Thank you. Oh, my God.
I'll paint my moon in shades of blue. Paint my soul to be with you. I'll sketch your lips in shaded tones, dry your mouth to my own. I'll dry your arms around my waist, then I'll doubt I shall erase. I'll paint the rain that softly lands on your windblown. I'll trace a hand to wipe your tears, a look to calm your fears, a silhouette of darkened light while we hold each other, oh so I'll paint the truth, show how I feel, try.
Okay, well, why don't you go ahead and share. Everyone's unmuted. We have Jerry and Keith and Alana and Leah and Pat and Chris. Chris said he wanted to share something and Pat wants to read something. The
Chris,
lines are open.
Ahead.
Share away. Show off Jesus. Show him off. And I also don't know who the 111. Is it possible to have a phone number 111-111-1111? If it's not possible, maybe it's Jesus. I don't know.
Maybe.
But if it's somebody calling in from another country, you should at least say hi because, you know, we have active imaginations here at RCC. Maybe you could do something like clap or fart. Okay, go ahead, Chris, speak up.
All right, so I found this amazing, I mean, this is, I've been playing with it all night. It's called Inside Out Training and Equipping School. Okay, I just randomly, you know, God led me to friend request this person on Facebook, and it turns out that she runs a online school that's free that teaches you how to unlock the gifts of the Spirit. It is amazing. There's healing classes, there's prophetic classes, there's deliverance classes. You can just go on her page and just pick out these classes and join them, and they do it by Skype or by Facebook or by over the phone. You just meet an instructor, and the instructor will, you know, go with you through whatever your feeling that you want to unlock, that God is leading you to unlock. I mean, I just signed up for a healing seminar. There's just so much. It's amazing. But if you check it out, look on Facebook. It's Inside Out Training and Equipping. It's awesome.
Thank you.
That's great.
Cool.
Wow.
That
Thanks,
was all.
Chris.
I wanted to share that with everybody.
Thank
it's really,
you,
really
give
cool.
A shout out to your, give
Please
a shout
check
out
that
to
out.
Your buddy Jason.
Hey, what's up, Jason? Is he in chat?
No, but he'll be listening in the archives, and he'll think it's great.
Yeah, he'll be in the archive.
He always talks so highly of you. He just loves you. I think it's neat how everybody here is.
We spend hours on the phone together.
That's great.
Wonderful people here. We have amazing people. It's just neat how God put us all together. And now Katie's over there with Joe, and they're just witnessing to people left and right. And
that's great.
Doing God's work. So...
Wonderful.
Okay, Pat, did you want to share something?
This was from Gabriella. She was on the train, and we all have these moments, too. And she says, I was thinking, I've written his word so often. Is that enough, or should I go on? And here Jesus comes. He says, are you tired of me? Would you want to make it impossible for me to speak to you? Don't I find comfort in ceasingly pouring out my heart into your heart? I say ceaselessly, so great is my need to be your inner knowing. I in you, my child, this is my delight. So don't be afraid of wearying me or of wearying others either. It is through you that I am speaking to this one and to that one to bring them cheer and encourage them to come close to me and talk to me about themselves. I should so love to have their confidence. Never mind if they don't know how to speak to me, these poor people. I want them to come without any fear and just say to me, I don't know how. It's the first time. Even if they don't know what to call me, let them tell me of their tenderness without giving me any names. Pray for those who are afraid. How can they be afraid? How could anyone be afraid of such a good shepherd?
Beautiful.
Yeah, so just talk to him. Don't be afraid, no matter what. He says, in your greatest shortcomings, throw yourself into my arms. Don't wait to be pleased with yourself just as you are. Come to me. I'll heal. I'll take care of it. Yeah. That's
thank
what
you,
been Pat. Preaching all
that's
along.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
Emily, Jason, Emily, who is Jason's girlfriend's daughter, who to the show, she loves hearing you, Pat. You just really blessed her a lot. She's like, she just loves hearing, you know, when you read and when you talk.
It's my joy.
SpongeBob is back with us. Tana is. She must be done doing
cool.
her SpongeBob dance.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, honey.
Hi, I'm back too, finally.
Hey,
Tana.
Yay.
Hi, everybody.
Hey,
yay.
Gary, what's going on in the garage?
Well, you know, the revelation of the day is that eating is a habit. And when you try not to eat, you realize that you have to remember that it's a habit to stop it.
Okay. Are you hungry, Jerry? What's going on with you?
I'm a little bit hungry, but not too bad.
Okay.
I'm having fun.
All
right.
Drink water.
I'm loving it.
Judy's been eating while she's thinking about the hunger thing that she's been doing.
Well,
she's been eating a little bit thinking about it.
she'll pull it together if it's the right thing to do.
Oh, my gosh. No, but drink the water, really. Drink the water. Don't get dehydrated.
I am. If we're here starting tomorrow,
cool.
I'm going to go on the strike.
Drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Kool-Aid, Jerry. Drink the Kool-Aid.
That's it.
When we get up there, he's going to be the first one to run to the table, let me tell you.
uh-huh. That's right.
He's going to beat us
all.
They said something about saving somebody else who's talking to people on the line.
Hi, Jesus, where's the food?
You haven't heard anything. It's also silly what they're doing. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Are you going to try to call? Okay.
Bye. Oh,
dear God. That is a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
We have to give our best shout-out. We have to give our best shout-out because we have... Oh, no, we still have 2 minutes. Never mind. But don't forget, we have to do Spirit and the Bride Say Come, and everybody has to yell it as loud as they can.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah, we've got to do that for Raina.
Yeah, for Raina, too.
Yeah.
Yep. So we still have a minute. So 2 minutes, so keep going. Anybody else? I'm excited, you guys. God is... He literally told me, I was laying on my bed and I was praying for everyone. He said, I'm coming to take you home. He said, I'm coming to take you home. 90 seconds left. That was the most beautiful thing I ever heard in my life. I'm coming to take you home. And he told me he was coming to take my brother home, too.
Amen.
So,
Judy, are you feeling
good?
You know what,
you're weird? Guys, I have another 111. There's 2-111-111-111 on the line.
Oh, somebody's playing with you. You know, my bird sang at 1-1-1 last night in the morning. My bird sang. I couldn't believe it. Birds don't sing at 1-1-1 in the morning. Yeah.
Oh, wow, they don't.
No, they don't. Singing away. 1-1. I looked at the time. 1-1-1. I don't know what it is.
It might be a new caller, and they may be trying to call in to talk.
No, but Jerry, there's two of them calling because they're both in the keyboard. Yeah.
Okay,
30 seconds left. Spirit of the Bride,
we
say.
Love you.
Love everybody. Come.
Come get us. Come back tomorrow.
Love you, everybody. Love you, Aaron.
Love you all.
Love everybody.
Love you all.
Love all you guys.
You and me.
Soon.
We love you, Lord.
In the air, everybody.